Hey, this is Melissa Bartel, the BAFTA Mermaid, and I'm coming at you live from La Paz, Baja California, CERN this week. You're listening to Tales from the Tub.
I only touch your love when the tips of my fingers try to clutch your love. I'm sick of the soap in a bathtub, love. I need something to hold.
As I write this, it's 5 minutes to midnight on Christmas Eve, almost Christmas Day. I am sitting in the guest room at my mother's house in La Paz, Baja California, Sur, and I wrote a blog post for Holidailies, which is what I'm sharing with you all this month. But instead of reading my blog post, which I'll share probably tomorrow or the next day, I'm going to share two poems that I think really encompass this time of year. The first one is one that I found last year during Holidailies when I was looking for Christmas readings. It's not really Christmassy specifically, but it's really interesting. It's called How Palestinians Keep Warm. And the poet's name is Naomi Shihab Nye. Choose one word and say it over and over till it burns a fire inside your mouth. Adhafera, the one who holds out. Alfard, solitary one. The stars were named by people like us. Each night they line up on the long path between worlds. They nod and blink, no right or wrong in their yellow eyes. Dira, little house, unfold your walls and take us in. My well went dry. My grandfather's grapes have stopped singing. I stir the coals, my babies cry. How will I teach them they belong to the stars? They build forts of white stone and say, this is mine. How will I teach them to love, mizar, veil, cloak, and to know that behind it is an ancient man, is fanning a flame? He stirs the dark wind of our breath. He says the veil will rise till they see us shining, spreading like embers on the blessed hills. Well, I made that up. I'm not so sure about Mizar, but I know we need to keep warm here on Earth. And when your shawl is as thin as mine is, you tell stories. So I found that poem last year, as I said, in the journal page of a guy named John Heaton. No one I know particularly, but he used to be a fellow Holidailies participant, and I always used to like what he wrote and what he shared. But the other poem I want to share to you tonight, because I think it's really appropriate, it's a Christmas reading from the Unitarian Universalist hymnal, actually, and the author's name is Margaret Gooding. It's called Why Not a Star? They told me that when Jesus was born, a star appeared in the heavens above the place where the young child lay. When I was very young, I had no trouble believing wondrous things. I believed in the star. It was a wonderful miracle, part of a long-ago story foretelling an uncommon life. They told me a supernova appeared in the heavens in its dying burst of fire. When I was older and believed in science and reason, I believed the story of the star explained. But I found that I was unwilling to give up the star, fitting symbol for the birth of one whose uncommon life has been long remembered. The star explained became the star understood for Jesus, for Buddha, for Zarathustra. Why not a star? Some bright star shines somewhere in the heavens every time a child is born. Who knows what it may foretell? Who knows what uncommon life may yet again unfold if we but give it a chance? In about 30 seconds as I record this, it's going to cross over into Christmas Day in my time zone. In Texas, where I actually live, it's been Christmas for an hour. In other parts of the world, it still isn't or has been for hours. Wherever you are, when you listen to this. I wish you the very best of holiday seasons and a happy and healthy and prosperous 2015. I've had a little too much Damiana Crema tonight. Thanks for listening. The Bathtub Mermaid Tales from the Tub is written and produced by Melissa A. Bartel and is recorded and produced using the Boss Jock iPad app. It's licensed under a Creative Commons International Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike license, which means you can share it, you can reuse it, you just have to give me credit and you can't make money from it. Music for The Bathtub Mermaid is provided by Mevio's Music Alley, a great resource for PodSafe music. The standard opening song is Soap in a Bathtub by Stony. The standard closing song is You Can Use My Bathtub by Little Tom. Additional music used for the Holidailies project is A Podcast Christmas Theme by Tom Shad and Village Song composed by David Popper and performed by Cello Journey. Questions or comments? Visit me at my website, www.bathtubmermaid.com, and use the comment form at the bottom of each entry. Or you can also follow me or contact me via Twitter, at Meliss, M-E-L-Y-S-S-E. Thanks for listening, and remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.
Steam is drifting into the night. It's cold outside. You're coming off a scary street. Come on inside. Well, I know how it feels, babe, to feel unclean. Most everybody knows to feel that stain so deep inside. Still it shows, but you can use my bathtub. Understand, you can use my bathtub. Yes, you can.